I've been thinking, we've been walking around this forest for a while now, and I've noticed the sounds of numerous different organisms. It seems that there are many creatures living up in the canopy, and I doubt they ever come down to use a toilet when they need to deposit their waste. So, now I wonder why we aren't constantly stepping in their feces.
That's quite observant of you. I'm sure that there are a few reasons behind this.
I have an idea. Maybe it's because the soil in the rainforest is so poor in nutrients that it sucks up the feces, since they contain a high level of nutrients.
This is true to an extent, but the forest wouldn't be able to just suck up the feces, as you say, without the help of certain organisms.
What sort of organisms would want to help in cleaning up feces in the forest?
The dung beetle is one organism that is extremely helpful. The dung beetle is found everywhere in the world except Antarctica, so therefore, they are even cleaning up feces in places around your house. These beetles are born feeding on feces. The life cycle of a dung beetle revolves around it. Dung beetles have a keen sense of smell, so they can pick up the smell of feces just minutes after it has fallen from far distances. Once it has fallen, they fly to the specific location. While at the pile of dung, the beetles use its specialized legs to scoop and roll the feces into perfectly round balls. It is usually the male that travels to collect the dung. They then roll the balls to the female, where the females have been busy digging a hole. The female will lay her eggs in the ball of feces, and they will then bury it underground. These balls of feces are fairly large because a dung beetle can roll a ball that is many times its own weight, sometimes up to the size of an apple. It usually takes a few hours at most for an entire pile of dung to disappear. After the dung filled with eggs is buried, the eggs begin to grow. As adults, the beetles may also eat mushrooms, leaf litter, and other decomposing organisms. As a young beetle, though, they only eat dung. As the beetle goes through the stages from egg to larva to pupa to young adult, it feeds on the dung that it was buried in until it finally eats its way out. Once out of the dung, the new beetle will begin the life cycle over again.
That's amazing! I never would think that any organism, no matter how small, would be interested in working with and even eating feces.
They are amazing, and especially helpful to their ecosystem. Dung beetles don't just eat any kind of dung. They are prone to eating the dung of an herbivore. The dung of an herbivore contains enough water and nutrients for the dung beetle to survive. In doing this, they are also giving back to the environment. This type of dung also contains seeds from the berries that the herbivores eat. Once the beetle buries the dung, the seeds are able to fertilize. This dung contains enough nutrients for several different plants and animals to survive off of in the forest. By putting it back into the ground, the plants especially have the opportunity to take it up. The rainforest is poor in nutrients, but with the help of the dung beetles, nutrients are quickly replenished into the nutrient cycle of the forest.
Wow, that is interesting. I've never even heard of a dung beetle. It's amazing that such a small creature can be such an essential part to the entire ecosystem. I almost feel like they should be worshipped.
It's funny that you say that, because during the time of the ancient Egyptians, dung beetles were worshipped. They have been found in hieroglyphics and as stone statues. The dung beetle's movements of digging and moving the balls were seen in a few different ways. One story involved a god similar to the dung beetle that rolled the ball of the sun in and out every day. Other stories showed how the dung beetle symbolized the change and rebirth of the people. Dung beetles have been held sacred in numerous societies throughout history. They continue to replenish our world and represent a sort of greatness.